Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis. The text is Isaiah chapter 40, verses 1 through 5. The Reverend Sean Denzer is preaching. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from Isaiah, the 40th chapter. Comfort, comfort my people, says your God. Speak tenderly to Jerusalem and cry to her that her warfare is ended, that her iniquity is pardoned, that she has received from the Lord's hand double for all her sins. A voice cries in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord, make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Every valley shall be lifted up, and every mountain and hill be made low. The uneven ground shall become level, and the rough places a plain. And the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken. O Lord, have mercy on us.
Thanks be to God.
In many and various ways God spoke to his people of old by the prophets.
But now, in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
It's the second day after St. John the Baptist's nativity, and today is the presentation of the Augsburg Confession. And it strikes me that these two occasions fit so well together. The fact that as if we would continue in Isaiah 40, we would hear the very slogan of the Reformation, that the word of the Lord endures forever. And even here in this part, speaking about John the Baptist, we hear the emphasis, just as we heard yesterday in the Benedictus, that the mouth of the Lord has spoken it. If the mouth of the Lord has spoken it, it is of a different character than if you or I speak it. We speak a lot of things. Not all of them are worth remembering or repeating. But what the Lord has said endures forever. What the Lord has said spoke into being this very world. What the Lord has said, what he has uttered, his great Son, in whom all creation is made, now has become flesh. And this is the one to whom John the Baptist testifies. The center of the Benedictus that we heard yesterday was the message that John would bring. You, my child, will be called the prophet of the Most High. You will go before the Lord, as we hear in today's reading, to prepare his way, making everything level and straight, cutting down the arrogant and the proud in repentance, lifting up the lowly and pointing them to the Lord, and making known the salvation of God's people. How? By the forgiveness of their sins. This is what the fourth article of the Augsburg Confession puts at the center as well. We are not justified by our works or our merits, but we hold and we teach and we confess that we are justified freely for Christ's sake when we believe that we are received into favor and that our sins are forgiven. It goes on with one more sentence about how the blood of Christ has made satisfaction for us, and that's not a non sequitur. It is to say what John the Baptist would be eager to announce when he finally got to preach the great gospel and point to Christ. Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. The forgiveness of sins is the great message that changes everything. How can we possibly give comfort to a world that is dying? How can we possibly speak comforting words to those who are distressed, who think that everything is in decay, as we see is always the way of grass and of flesh and of flowers? Why should it be any different for our nation? Why should it be any different for our church? Well, the grass withers and the flower fades, but the word of our Lord endures forever. The word of the forgiveness of sins creates in the hearts of sinners, those who should be far from God, something quite new. It brings love to bear on them. It casts out and separates from them all of their wickedness and it kindles in them by the Holy Spirit's power new motions and life. This is the change that the forgiveness of sins alone can accomplish, and it can never go the other way, that our efforts at love kindle or trigger God's merciful kindness. His favor is undeserved. His favor is announced by John the Baptist. His favor is proclaimed by the church in her central message, "Take heart, my son. Take heart, children of God. Your sins are forgiven." We remember John the Baptist as a fiery and sometimes neglected preacher. There are lots of comparisons being made to famous people in prison these days. But I do think Luther must have felt something like John the Baptist when he sat there, trapped up in a castle, not able to get out there and get in the middle of the action and celebrate and spread to everyone this Augsburg confession. He had to stay behind, much like John the Baptist had to stay behind in prison as the Lord, whom he had testified to, did his work. But John's preaching was not in vain, as Jesus says, calling him the greatest of all men born. So also Luther's work was not in vain, even though he sat for a time trapped away, even though he died early into that 16th century, even though Lutheranism has never triumphed and taken over as the biggest church on earth. Nevertheless, the point that was made, the doctrine that was taught, the center of John the Baptist's message remains. And it's our assertion, in fact, that every Christian who believes the gospel, every Christian who's hearing the scriptures, is hearing this message, even if their church has not considered the clear confession that we have in our teaching. And that is that for Christ's sake, God has mercy on us. For Christ's sake, our sins are forgiven. It's as simple as John the Baptist's little song that the Roman Catholic Church to this day, just as it did in Luther's day, continues to sing beautifully. O Christ, Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world. Have mercy on me. Grant me your peace. Anyone who believes that has exactly what those words say, the forgiveness of sins. They've heard John and his message of comfort. They know the Lutheran teaching, even if they couldn't name it by name. And thank God for this, that despite all of our clutter, his word endures forever. Let us pray.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about long- and short-term opportunities to serve, visit servenow.lcms.org.